Frances Perkins is a name with which few may be familiar, but Giovanna Gray Lockhart, executive director of the Frances Perkins Center in Newcastle, tells Star 97.7, every one of us benefits from her work in Washington, D.C. under FDR.
She was the first woman to hold a cabinet position in the United States, serving as Secretary of Labor under FDR from 1933 to 1945. She was one of his closest and most highly regarded advisors. But what makes her really special is the fact that she pioneered some of our nation's most important protections for our workers.
Those protections include Social Security, the minimum wage, unemployment insurance, and she's responsible for banning child labor. A movement is underway to designate her homestead as a national monument. You can sign the petition and learn more at francisperkinscenter.org. If you've ever received Social Security benefits, unemployment compensation, or if you work a 40-hour work week as opposed to unlimited hours at your employer's whim, you have a woman who considered Maine her home to thank for that. Frances Perkins was the first woman in the U.S. to hold a cabinet position, serving under FDR. Giovanna Gray Lockhart, executive director of the Frances Perkins Center in Newcastle, tells Star 97.7 a move is underway to designate the Perkins homestead as a national monument.
We have got this beautiful property in Newcastle, 57 acres with a 1837 brick house, and we think that her life is worthy of celebrating, and we want more people to learn about it and be inspired. By designating it a national monument and operating it within the national park system, more people will get to visit this beautiful place on the coast of Maine.
To learn more and to add your name to a petition that will go to the president, visit francisperkinscenter.org. Giovanna says so far they've collected thousands of signatures and received overwhelming support from citizens, the governor, and local representatives. Frances Perkins wasn't born in Maine, but she considered Maine her home, and she returned here often from her work in Washington, D.C. to rejuvenate and to restore those good values she held dear and that helped shape her life-changing policies for workers. Giovanna Gray Lockhart, executive director of the Frances Perkins Center in Newcastle, tells Star 97.7, all of us have benefited from her policies championed under FDR.
Social Security being what she referred to as her number one achievement, establishing unemployment compensation for workers who get injured or can't work, banning child labor, initiating a minimum wage, and most importantly, for those of us who enjoy a weekend, she enshrined the 40-hour work week.
Perkins also advocated for immigrants and refugees, helping Jewish children immigrate to the U.S. during the Holocaust, and launching the Civilian Conservation Corps that put many unemployed Americans to work during the 1930s Great Depression. Frances Perkins was the first woman in the U.S. to hold a cabinet position, serving under FDR. Her policies helped define the employee benefits all of us enjoy today, including Social Security, the minimum wage, the 40-hour work week, and the banning of child labor. Giovanna Gray Lockhart, executive director of the Frances Perkins Center in Newcastle, tells Star 97.7 how the state she considered home influenced those decisions from which we all benefit today.
Frances Perkins, while she was not born in Maine, considered Maine her home. Her mother was from Bethel and her father was from Newcastle, and she spent all of her family time at this homestead. And it is the place, she says, was her one true home and defined her character. She embodied that great down-to-earth common sense values that we so appreciate here in Maine.
Giovanna says it became a defining feature of her leadership style that she brought to Washington, D.C. To learn more and to sign an online petition to make her homestead a national monument, visit francisperkinscenter.org.